Welcome to Space for Our Stories, for creatives, dreamers, and doers who give a damn and dare to be real. Whether you're looking to carve out a space in this world for yourself, or you're looking for a community centered around intentional connection and genuine conversations, pull up a chair and have a seat at the table with us, because you're always welcome here. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Space for Our Stories. I'm so excited to be back and just in this new wave of inspiration I've been riding. It's been so much fun to just tap into my creativity in renewed ways, really. And I'm just so excited to chat with you all about today's topic, which is talking about my solo trip. And I'm not exactly sure what the title is going to be. It's definitely centered around embracing my independence, navigating my identity, finding connection while traveling, especially traveling solo, and really just diving into the culture and the creativity of the city. I don't know, it's a little bit of everything. For those of you who've reached out and asked me about my trip, I am always more than willing to talk to anyone about it because I loved my experience in Mexico City so much. And this is my first, and to preface everything, this is my first international solo trip. And granted, yes, it's just across the border, about a three and a half hour flight from TJ. And regardless, it was my first solo trip in Mexico. And before this, like, I would oftentimes travel with somebody, and especially my partner Adrian. He's both my life partner and business partner, and we do pretty much everything together. I mean, in that sentence alone, you know, like, we run a business together, we live together, we travel together, we do everything together. So this was also just a very special trip for me because I was able to really tap into my own autonomy and really just embrace my individuality and my independence in a way I feel like I haven't in a while. And I have to say that it was very liberating. It has been such an exciting way to reflect just in the last few weeks of, like, that trip and how much it's impacted me, really. Because again, like, this isn't my first time going to Mexico City. The first time was actually in 2021, and I remember Adrian and I fell in love with the place. Like, we stayed in Roma Sur, and we were able to just be close to, like, everything. You know, we were able to walk to cafes and taco shops and boutiques and museums and things. So going into this trip, there was definitely some times that I felt some anxiety around it because, for one, I don't speak Spanish very well. Two, I was going in alone. And three, I didn't really have a solid plan. But I was also just equally excited and looking forward to the trip because I've heard so many amazing things about solo travel, especially as a woman, and, like, how the experience traveling solo really impacts you. And fun fact, one of my best friends, Alina, she had traveled and booked a trip. She had booked a trip and traveled to Morocco during the same time. And it just inspired me to want to book this trip because I think I could have very well waited for the perfect time, quote unquote, or, like, waited for Adrian to join me. But there was something just for myself that I felt very called to do, and that was to travel solo. And I loved every moment of it. This wasn't my first time traveling solo. It was actually in 2016 that I went on my first solo trip, and that was to New York. And at the time, that was, like, the farthest I've traveled, like, all the way to the East Coast, opposite of where I am. And that alone was such a thrilling experience because I was able to navigate the city and through a lens of like different locals that I had connected with on Instagram and online. And mind you, 2016 is still like the time where it was weird to like meet up with people on the internet, right? So, but I had such an amazing experience because I feel like I left all of the touristy stuff, like going on the top of the rock or the Empire State Building, until like the very last few days I was there. And I got to like explore the different neighborhoods and boroughs and go to the places that people that I connected with, like what their favorite places were. I didn't do, like, there was a few places that I wanted to hit up in terms of like cafes and museums, but it was just so much fun to be able to explore the city and in a way that was in connection to the people that I've met. I think what I love most about solo travel is the confidence that you feel. Like, there's this certain freedom and empowerment that you experience when you get to travel on your own and not with anybody, because you're not necessarily like compromising your plans or trying to squeeze everything in a short amount of time. For me, this trip was very much about incorporating rest and incorporating time to create and just really like strengthen my relationship with self, if that makes sense. So with all of that in mind, I feel like I was able to do it all. I was able to sleep in, wake up without an alarm, take naps throughout the day. I was able to work on the things that I really wanted to work on. And there was no like deadlines or like strict like rules that I set for myself. I just told myself, I really want to work on my personal website. I really want to work on this script, and I really want to pick up my camera and start just taking photos again. And I really just want to explore, and I really want to see the city in a way that I haven't before, just on my own. And so like I packed up my backpack, put the camera and the lenses up in there. I brought my laptop with me. I had so many things in mind that I wanted to do. And I did some of them and I didn't do some other stuff, and that was completely okay. I think, again, just having that emphasis of freedom to like do whatever you want to do, but also like you don't have to do the things that you said you were going to do. And it felt good, you know, like I really feel like a renewed version of myself since this trip. I feel so empowered. I feel like this level of independence that I was able to experience just strengthened the relationship that I have with myself, because I trusted my instincts. I really just went with my gut and like went with the flow, and it felt so liberating. Like there were so many times where I would pick up a conversation with someone, whether that was with an Uber driver or someone at the jazz club or someone at a cafe. And mind you, like I don't speak Spanish well, but for the people who did speak English to me and just picked up a conversation with me, I was so grateful. So I think, so that for sure is like one main theme of that trip now that I'm reflecting on it, was me being able to tap into my own independence and tap into that as a strength for myself. I've been able to see Mexico City in such a new lens, in such a really cool way, just like seeing the city that is full of creativity and so much culture, and feel like I was also a part of it, which was really cool. I got to connect with Melissa, who is residing in Mexico City right now. She was actually on my last podcast episode. Shout out to her and shout out to Celeste for introducing us years ago. But I really loved just tagging along on her adventure, seeing the city in her eyes, and also like getting recommendations from people that I've connected with. And I think that for me was just a great way to connect with people was I really tried to put myself out there, and not in a way of like, hey, I'm going to Mexico City and like I want to meet people, more so like, let me sign up for different events and go to these experiences with no expectations. Let's see what happens. I remember the first night that I landed, I arrived around like 5 p.m. and I had signed up for a bake and sip, which is basically like an event where you get to bake individual sized desserts, super good, and then like drink a few cocktails. It was hosted by this lovely woman named Latoya, and I got to meet really great people. They were all people who are basically like living and working remotely, I believe, in Mexico City, but they were all there long term, not like myself. I was only there for a week, but they were so nice, and it was so great just like hearing about their journey there and like what they're up to, and also just like learning about what are the things that I should check out. I had connected with someone at that event named Justin, who also happens to have like kind of a home base in San Diego. So there was a little bit of a connection there. And I just love the conversations that came about, talking about creativity and artwork, and also just enjoying our time, like baking. We made red velvet brownies, which was so yummy. And the host made us some really yummy, like chocolate cocktails. I don't even know what they're called, but anyways, it was so fun, and I remember feeling so nervous, but they were so welcoming and so nice. And I remember leaving that event and going to my B&B and just being like, oh yes, like that was great. I can't wait to see what the next week for me looks like. And I feel like my first full day there, the following day, was like such a perfect like welcome to Mexico City, because I was really able to just like wake up, walk around the neighborhood I was staying at. I stayed in La Condesa, which is such a beautiful, beautiful, like, it was just such a beautiful neighborhood, and there's so much greenery. One of my favorite parks, Parque Mexico, is there, and I really made an effort to look for a B&B close by so I could walk to the park every day. And though I didn't, I just love that it was close by and that I could be within the vicinity. I loved it. And I was able to get yummy chilaquiles and green juice and enjoy breakfast and just have a slow morning and really ease my way into the week. And I feel like that's just the type of energy that I want to like be on forever, because like, who doesn't love ease, and who doesn't love joy, and who doesn't love like just slowing down and enjoying and being present with like your meal and what you're doing. And so I really had no expectations for the day, so I just ended up exploring, checking out boutiques, got some coffee. And Melissa reached out that evening like, hey, come join for a party. And I had the best time. So after walking around the city, headed over to where she was at. And then we went to this rooftop party, and it was so much fun. The DJ, her name is DJ Black Daria. She had this amazing mix of music that just had us all dancing. And it was so much fun. I tell you that, like, when I tell you that my phone, when I looked at the step counter on there, it had 19,000 steps. I was like, I've never seen that number before. Typically, I will, like, my average step count is between 8,000 to 10,000 steps. But, like, this is nearly double that. And it was the dancing for me. It was like the movement. It was the walking. I had such an active and such a fun day. And that wasn't even the best part. The best part is ending it at a 24/7 like juice cart near Melissa's place. and then also enjoying El Pastor tacos for my for the and also enjoying El Pastor tacos. Like, it was so good, and like that was the perfect first day for me, and perfect first full day, I should say, because the night before kind of counted. It was like half a day. But I just had the best time, and it really set the tone for the rest of the trip, because I, at that point, I didn't have many expectations. I was really just, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to figure out, like again, my main focus is rest, creativity, and exploration. Like, let's just see where the week takes me. And really, it was just a good time from there. Like, the following day, pretty much same thing. Just walked around, had yummy breakfast, went to some boutiques, and tried the best tacos. And, like, just having the ability to, like, take a nap in the middle of the day, go to my B&B, and just relax and have no expectations of where I need to be, who I need to talk to. It was so liberating, because it just, there's just something so special of like traveling solo and doing everything in your own time. And you're not like, you're kind of relieved of your responsibilities. And like, not to say that I wasn't responsible for anything, but just like, there's just a certain level of freedom that you experience when you don't have to answer to a boss, you don't have to answer client emails, you don't have to, you know, walk your dog. And like, that sounds so fucked up and selfish, but like, for real, like, there, it was just such an amazing time for me, because I really felt like I was able to pour into my cup, and my cup was just overflowing with joy and creativity and connection and everything. I think another favorite thing for me was really finding places in the city that would remind me of places I would normally go in San Diego. So there was this really cool like cafe, coffee shop called Hule, H-U-L-E. And I'm not sure if it's exactly a listening bar, but it is a very intimate space, and it reminds me a lot of Long Play here in San Diego. And Long Play is like one of the first listening bars here in San Diego. And you know, they had a record player, they had records at Hule, and they had such an amazing like coffee and food menu. So I spent some time there, and I actually got to work on my website. Melissa met up with me, and we were just like co-working for a little bit, and it was lovely. You know, I felt like, oh, I could spend like most of my day here and be okay with it. And I love that. And I felt like there was a certain like buzz and creative energy in the city that I can't really describe, but I feel like there was also this energy of like rest and ease and slowness that I really wish I could live in every single day, because being back home and just back with the responsibilities of things, I feel like it's just been nonstop ever since. But since all of that, I've really just been tapping into ways I can incorporate rest and creativity for myself, even in these day-to-day moments. But anyways, I really loved Hule, and I really loved just like being in spaces that brought me joy. So another one was Casa Franca. That was another place that I really loved when Adrian and I visited a couple years ago, and it's a jazz bar. And amazing drinks. And I spent like one of my last nights there, and it was just me. I remember feeling so uncomfortable and like, oh my gosh, I'm all alone sitting at the bar ordering drinks. And I was just like messaging Adrian, and not in a way of like, oh my God, like keep me company, but I was just like in reflection and enjoying my time there. And then I also just like wrote notes in my notes app of like what I was feeling. There was a certain sense of anxiety at first of like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think about me? I'm all alone sitting at the bar. And after like 5 minutes, I was like, oh, who cares? I'm drinking this espresso martini and I'm just enjoying my time, reflecting on what has happened on my trip and also planning my last day there. And I remember even the conversations that I had there were so nice and so genuine. I had met this guy named Ryan who had traveled from LA and he's working there remotely for about like a month or so. And I thought it was so cool because it's his first time there. He ended up finding Casa Franca and like we just happened to be like seated next to each other. And so in between sets, we would just chat and it was just nice to connect. We happened to both be into pottery. He also throws on the wheel and we were talking about how tactile and what a calming practice it is. And I thought that was awesome, you know, that I was able to connect someone, though he is from the States, like, and I was able to connect with him and really just, I don't know, find some sense of common ground and chat. Whereas I feel like it's a bit harder here in the States right now. I don't know what it is. There's some like, I feel like people were so much more welcome and open like pre-pandemic, but now it's just a little different. Granted, like I still make connections and I'm still able to find my community, which I'm grateful for, but a lot of it is due to like the previous connections that I've made in the past. So grateful for that. But I think what was so thrilling and so exciting about this trip was really connecting with people in different ways, because I was able to connect with different locals, like people who have been born and raised there and who have lived there for a very long time, and also fellow travelers. And it was just such an enriching experience, because getting to hear like other people's origin stories or just getting to hear how people ended up there or what they love about Mexico City made me fall in love with the city even more, because you could just tell there was this community that was rooted in creativity and love and support and just like humanity, I want to say. Like there was just something very special about it. And I am so grateful for everyone that I've met. Like, I'm super grateful. Melissa introduced me to her friends, took me to some really cool places and experiences. Another experience that she took me to was this art show at like this abandoned building that was like three stories, like no physical windows. So it was just like a hole. And then like you could like put your hand outside the window, like the window shape. And then there it was just like open air. So there was like so many cool, there was a very cool installation. I believe the artist, her name is Pandora, and she had a theme of like snakes and flowers. I believe the show name was called Amor Fati. I'm not exactly sure what that means on the top of my head. But from what I've seen of her work, it seems to be surrounded by love and death and like regeneration and also life. And I thought it was so fascinating, because something that she had shared with everybody was that there was no electricity in the building. And it took her like months to work on the showcase and also like figure out how to get electricity in there. So she had to like connect like wires to the wire poles. And like if you're familiar with Mexico City at all, or if you haven't gone yet, like there's these poles, much like how like you know how everything here in the States is either like connected by poles or underground. Everything there is above ground. So you see a ton of wires like in between streets connected and everything. And so she said that she had to do that. And I thought that was so cool how she took this abandoned building and created her own experience out of it. And I thought that was very special. And it was just really interesting to hear her perspective and also connect with the other women who were there and the other people who were there, because they all had stories of how they ended up in Mexico City, how long they were there traveling or working. And it was really inspiring. And another one of my favorite experiences was with this organization or this community called Hun and Hun, I believe. There is this drink and draw event hosted by one of the local artists in Mexico City. And it was just a drink and draw. It was super cool. I got to sit down and meet three lovely women while I was there. One spoke English, one did not speak English, and then another one spoke English and Spanish. And I was so grateful because I was able to connect with all of them. And even though there was some language barrier, there was just that commonality again of like, we're all here together. It was all our first time experiencing something like that. And we were given like drawing prompts and then a little shot of mezcal. So it was a little fun moment on a rooftop with a bunch of other people who were just creating and drawing and drinking and having a good time. And I really feel like I walked away with lifelong connections because everyone was so nice. And like one of the girls, Maria or Mali, like she was actually super open to hanging out. And so we ended up hanging out a few days later on one of my last days there. And we ended up at one of the museums that we had talked about during that event. We ended up exploring Centro or downtown. But I remember just having such a fun experience with her because I was able to also see the city and experience the city with her and also through her lens. Also, she just happens to be a photographer, which was so much fun. We went to Museo Franz Mayer, which had a really awesome exhibition of Vivian Meyer, and she was a fantastic photographer. There were so many amazing black and white portraits and just street photography at the time. And this was like during, I want to say like the 30s and 50s and even up to like the 80s and 90s, I believe. But seeing all that work was so inspiring, and also to experience it with a new friend was so much fun. So yeah, I just had an amazing time. We were able to go on top of the Sears building and see the palace across the way and just have an incredible view. It was just such a fun time. Like, I really have no words as to how this trip has just inspired me in such a new way. I don't know. It was just so enriching, like, to be able to connect with really amazing people who I feel like are the same as me. You know, they're just creatives trying to find their way, or they're just people who are inspired by art and travel and just want to do cool things. There was so much commonality to it, and I really feel like it just gave me more love and appreciation to the people that I've connected with, and especially just in Mexico in general. Like, everyone was so nice that I've talked to and everyone that I've interacted with. But I think like I really made sure to put myself out there in this way. Like, I really got out of my comfort zone through this trip. I mean, for one, I decided to book this trip just on my own. I decided to book events without knowing anybody else. And I didn't speak, and I don't speak Spanish very well. So there were so many things that I felt like were against me, but I didn't feel super uncomfortable at all. On the contrary, I felt actually like very confident, and I knew that if there was something that I needed help with, I would figure it out. Like, whether that was just using like a translator app, or it was just me, you know, like trying to navigate through like maps or whatever, like I knew I would be okay. And one of my favorite experiences was the last night I was also there. And I went to a supper club called Nogal Nogal. It was my first supper club experience. And for those of you who don't know, a supper club is basically like a really awesome intimate dinner with wine pairings. And this one was just amazing. So Javier and Rebecca host this supper club once a week. And I remember, I think I found it through Instagram, and I don't remember how or why or where. I just remember seeing something. And I was like, that looks amazing. Let me reach out. Let me book a seat for myself. And I did. I remember being so nervous taking the Uber ride there. But they welcomed me with open arms, and it was very sweet of them. And I was able to just bring my camera, challenge myself to take photos of the experience, document the experience. And I was able to like really learn about their mission. And they were so sweet of just like wanting to provide an experience that they had in Europe, because it seems like supper clubs are very popular in Europe and elsewhere. And they wanted to bring that experience to their own city in their own way. And it was really cool because there was a set menu, like multiple courses, but it was like family style. So it'd be set in the middle, and there's just people passing around plates, and you get to like talk to people next to you. I made a few really amazing friends there, and it was just so much fun. Like, I don't know how else to say and express like the joy that I had just being there and meeting new people. But really, there's just something to say about building meaningful connections, and especially in places where I'm not from. I'm so used to being in San Diego and in my community, but this was something so different for me that has left such a big impact on me and my life, and really my perspective now as I like continue to move through life. But finding connections, especially across cultures and across a whole different country, has been so meaningful to me, because I was able to deepen a relationship with Melissa. I was able to meet some of her friends who are so nice and so talented and incredible. I was able to make my own friends and also like navigate the city in a way through a local lens. So I was able to check out an amazing meditation experience called Safe Space that is free every single day. And it's either in Spanish or in English, depending on the day that you go. But when I tell you, this meditation experience blew my mind. I am not kidding. Well, for one, it's a no phone, no technology, no camera space. So you go in a space, take off your shoes, put your devices away, and they lead you into a room with meditation cushions and this beautiful light installation that just blows you away. And when the meditation begins, you're just transported into a whole different world. And like, I've meditated for years, and this was like the first in-person meditation experience that really just blew my mind. I loved it so much, and I could talk about it every single day, and I will tell everybody. But I thought what was cool about that was one of Melissa's friends, Lo, had shared about that meditation spot, and then like I started sharing it with people that I had met. I was like, you have to check this out, it's amazing. I would share the link and everything and make sure that they would go. But I thought it was cool that some of the people that I have met who have been in Mexico City for a while now have just heard about it because I shared it, and I'm just like, oh yes, I hope that they enjoy it. I hope that they immerse themselves. But it just felt like I was in some ways a part of that community as well, which also just felt very special. You know, like there were so many amazing moments in the trip, and I feel like I was just so deeply present in every single moment that it really made me realize just what a great city it was, because I found inspiration in every corner. There was literally art in every corner. There would be galleries in places that I never thought there would be galleries at. There was just everything. And there was obviously amazing, amazing food. There was just amazing people. And I had such an amazing time. And I really feel like it's helped me just discover myself in a deeper way. And it's really given me this sense of self, just really understanding who I am, it's made me feel so much more empowered to make my own decisions. Not that I haven't before. Again, like, I think just as a woman, for one, like, I have a lot of responsibilities, both to myself, to my home, to my partner, to my family, to my dog, to my friends at home, that I felt like this experience just allowed me to really trust myself more and understand myself more on a deeper level of, I know who I am and I don't need anyone else to define that. I know what I stand for. I know my values. If anything, this experience just strengthened that. Like, how community is so important to me, how human connection is important to me, how being kind and sharing space is important to me, and how really love, like love of other people, love of myself, and love of culture and connection is important to me. Like, it's given me this sense of joy and this sense of like really just gratitude, because these experiences, though I experienced it with other people and I was celebrating and doing these things with other people, whether it was dancing on a rooftop or it was drinking and drawing or it was exploring a museum, I feel like there's just this beautiful intersection of personal identity and cultural experiences when we are able to invest in ourselves in this way through solo travel. And not to say that, you know, solo travel is like the answer to that. I just think it's one way that we could really deepen our relationship with ourselves and explore these amazing cultures and experiences so we could really understand other people and ourselves in a deeper way. I feel like I'm talking so much, and I always feel like that for these solo episodes. I feel like this trip has truly changed my perspective and my life as I know it. And I'm so grateful to be able to even do a trip like this and invest in myself in this way where I can take a week off and I can travel and I can invest in experiences that excite me, because this is something I probably would not have imagined for myself a year or two ago. So I'm really grateful to have the means to do so. And I'm really grateful to be in a place where I can also invest in myself and my mental health in this way, because I feel like a lot, if I had thought about doing a trip like this in the past, I might as well have talked myself out of it, because I would have said that I could do this with a partner or I could do this with a friend and I don't need to do this for myself. But the truth is, when we pour into our own cups and it's overflowing with experiences and joy, like, I truly believe more will come our way. So all of the takeaways that I've had on, like, just reflecting on this trip as I'm talking to you all, I really, really love how I was able to embrace my independence and have autonomy over my own schedule and do the things that I wanted to do and just on a whim go to a party on a rooftop or on a whim decide to go to the big library, you know, or on a whim book a tattoo appointment. Like, there was just so many things that I felt like, wow, like, these are all the things that I wish I could do for myself years ago, and here I am doing it. And having that independence has really helped me also build confidence and also be confident when I'm talking to other people. It's not easy to put yourself out there, especially when traveling. I feel like I could have very easily like not gone out at all or not gone to these events. There was a few times where I felt like I could have talked myself out of these events, like maybe I shouldn't go. But I'm so happy that I went through with them because I was able to talk about my experience there and I was able to just meet so many like-minded people. And I think that was the powerful thing, is that when you align with the people who have similar thoughts, beliefs, or values, it's so easy to pick up a conversation and connect because you're already connecting on some common ground. A lot of people that I've connected with either through like the events that I've attended or even like while walking around, like we would pick up conversation about the camera that I'm using or a tattoo that's on my arm or something like a book that I'm reading. And it was just so nice to have these moments of conversation and connection that even though they might not remember me, like I feel like I'll remember them, and they were a significant part of my journey. And that was really special to me because connection is very, very important to me. Like obviously like this podcast is the source of that. And again, I'm just so grateful because with all those things, it's really helped me also deepen my relationship with myself and like help me re-navigate or like really find myself again. Not that I was lost, but just like, oh man, like this is who I am. This is really, it helped me understand what I stand for and the things that I love more and what I want to continue to do moving forward. Like I have this sense of, I have this wave of creativity that I'm just riding on, and I'm so grateful for it because I feel like I was lacking that. I feel like I was lacking so much passion and joy when it came to creativity, that now I feel like it's flowing easily. And it feels very good, and I'm so excited about it. And really, if my love letter here to Mexico City isn't enough for you to book that trip or seek out new experiences, like please do so. I am forever a changed person, just being able to explore one of the cities that I love. And I mean, travel in general is such a beautiful experience because I feel like I love my home, I love where I'm at, but there's just something special seeing the world on your own terms and seeing the world through your own perspective, because you really do find yourself and discover the things that you love or don't love through that journey. And you get to meet amazing people who you cross paths with, who may or may not be in your life in the future, which is kind of cool. If you learned anything today, it's book that ticket, go to that city, go to that country, go to those places that you said that you wanted to go to, because life is too short. And I really feel like these experiences will just change you in the best way possible. Like, I feel like I have this inner glow that won't go away since that trip. And I, even with the things that I was able to do, like get a tattoo, every time I look at that tattoo, I'm like, oh, I'm just reminded of that trip and the tattoo artist I got it from. And she's so cool. And it just reminds me that I'm on my way to wherever I meant to go. And I really feel like solo travel, it's not for everybody, but if you feel called to it, I highly recommend you do it because it is a lot of fun. And as challenging as it is, because it is very challenging, but in the best ways possible, you really find yourself, you really challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone And Melissa said it in the podcast that we had, but you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable for you to grow. And it's really helped me grow so much. And I'm so inspired by the people in my life who travel often and who travel far distances, because I can't wait to get there and I can't wait to experience those types of things. And I feel like this was just like me dipping my toe in the water of traveling further and further and experiencing life more and more. Not to say that I'm not experiencing life here at home, but there's just a different level of exploration and travel and love and excitement and joy when you do it somewhere that's not home. And with all of that, I'm just extremely grateful for Mexico City. I remember when I had messaged one of my best friends, Alina. Shout out to you, Alina. You inspire me. We were both on our trip. She was in Morocco and I was in Mexico City. And I had told her, when she was asking me how the trip was going, I told her, I never want to leave. And she said that a small part of me never will. And I thoroughly believe that, because I am so, so grateful for the experiences that I've had. I'm extremely grateful for the journey that I went on here, not here. I'm extremely grateful for the journey that I went on in Mexico City, for everything that I was able to do, the people I was able to meet, the things I was able to see, the food I was able to experience and enjoy. There was just this amazing transformative journey that I went on, and I feel like I'm a better version of myself because of it. And it's just given me, again, so much inspiration and motivation to, one, figure out how I can travel there more often, and just to bet on myself and to also do the things that bring me joy, because there were so many people there just living in their joy, and it was so beautiful to witness. And that's one of the things that I'm going to take away, is just to continue to operate in my joy and to continue to live in my joy at any given moment, because again, life is too short. So book that trip, go to that country, y'all. It's worth it. And I can't wait to hear about your adventures. If you have any questions for me, I'm always happy to talk about it. But let me know about your solo travels. Let me know about your favorite places in Mexico City if you've been. I will talk about it forever. But I can't wait to connect with you all. And I can't wait to share some things that I've been inspired by from the city. So thank you guys for tuning in. I will talk to you next time. Okay, bye.